Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast on Channel 94.1 FM. Spread the word. Thanks for joining us today. It's Wednesday, and if we're not talking about the cat parade, apparently we're going to be talking about how my goals this year are to get my feet tied behind my head. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Also, people not taking lunches out there or what? Get out there and have a good lunch. It's going to be a great day. And feel free to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Big Party Show. Go ahead, search it, like it, love it. Do what you got to do. But most importantly, again, sit back and enjoy the show.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Yesterday, a three-judge panel sentenced Nico Jenkins to death. Jenkins was convicted of four counts of first-degree murder for the August 2013 shooting deaths of four people in the Omaha area. He pleaded no contest, but his sentencing was repeatedly delayed due to uncertainty over his mental competency. Well, Jenkins will be the Nebraska's 11th man on death row. Don Klein, the prosecutor, said it could be years, though, before he's executed. In Nebraska, a death penalty sentence is automatically appealed.
He's got 10 guys in front of him on death row.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I'm sure, you know.
It'll be a while.
I don't think he'll probably ever get it, but that's what he was sentenced to.
Yes.
So 450 to 500 years, basically.
Wow.
Four death sentences. You know, people are like, this guy's one of the, he's the, you know, Webster's definition of what a death penalty is for.
Yeah,
you
bet. He's a pretty bad guy.
So I wonder how that works on death, where they probably just, they're in a cell by them, you know, forever. I'm sure they get out for what, an
hour? I hope he should get 11th. He should be 11th for sauces.
Right.
11th for
whatever's left after the
pizza.
First 10 go.
Yeah, I don't know what you eat when you're on death row, but you should be 11th.
Yeah.
Last
guy in, first to clean the toilets.
There you go.
There we go. University of Nebraska is being forced to make budget cuts and raise tuition. It's all in a try to offset the reduction in state funding. So under this new plan that got announced yesterday by the university president, tuition at state universities for resident undergraduates would increase by $10 to $12 per credit hour this fall.
That didn't seem bad, right?
I didn't realize UNL and UNO are so close. I guess I'm dumb. UNL will now be... this year, it's $237 a credit hour. Uh-huh. UNL and UNO is $216.
Okay.
Well, that is close.
I don't know. I don't know why I just thought it was
more
expensive to go down and
to Lincoln.
You know, because at least you're getting all the party stuff.
You move away from home mostly. I mean, unless you live there, I guess.
But. Yeah. So this is the deal. The university had to cut like $30 million from its operating expenses. So that means some jobs. And the Board of Regents is going to consider the proposal when they meet tomorrow.
I just remember when I was in high school, my high school tuition cost more than UNO.
Oh, really?
That was a bitter pill for my parents to swallow. I mean, they were, you know, not having nice things.
Yeah.
So they could send their boys...
Get a
and my
Catholic
dad
education.
Being like, this is a college education.
You're like, really?
But it was a college preparatory school, so it was like, bet you're preparing me for college.
There you go.
You better get a scholarship.
Did you get money thrown at you when you came time for graduation?
No.
Like, you didn't get any?
You mean like $100 here, $100 there? You mean like that?
No, or? I mean like from schools. Like, you didn't get any, like... No. I didn't know.
I was an honors kid, too. It's not candy. They don't just pick them from trees. I mean,
no, I
got nothing. And I liked it.
How many schools did you apply to? That was always the big thing. Like, how many schools when it came time to do, those college applications were, that's back when it's like you didn't have internet. You really had to, like, you really had to, like, hustle because you had to have it, like, date stamped. Like, you couldn't just be like,
I just applied for Creighton. That was the only one I was going to.
I didn't know if you did like a dream school. You know, they always told you like pick one out of your reach.
This was your, we'll help you out with your dorm room. You better get some loans.
Yeah.
But we're not paying for anything out of school, out of state.
Out of state.
You can't go to UNL.
Out of state's more expensive.
Oh, you could, it's either UNO or Creighton.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, everybody's family's different. Like everybody, how they've got it all set up. The Nebraska Department of Roads is looking for ways to solve traffic and parking problems at the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. If you guys have been down there with like the whole new setup, it's
bad.
Can be bad.
Like, it's bad.
Remember they bulldozed Rosenblatt and they were instantly already out of parking space.
Yep.
I know.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
it's terrible.
You look at even that little mound that they have that you play games on.
Yeah.
It's like, bulldoze that thing
that
over.
That should be a parking lot.
That's more spots.
You bet.
Right.
No one's ever there. And if they
Let's
are,
grade
I feel
that
like
hill
also
a
it's
bit.
Just a log jam, you know, because you come off the expressway, you're coming off the interstate, and it's like single file. And on, I guess on Sunday, they were saying 20,000 people visited the zoo.
And the line stretched all the way out west.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and if you're coming up off of that, like if you're making that change to go from, I think it's like 480 onto 80 to go across the river,
yeah.
Man, you come up on that line pretty fast. You're like, whoa, I just feel like it's just.
I think the easy solution to fix that is maybe some of these people shouldn't be going there on Memorial Day.
Yeah, right. I'm sure the zoo's like, please don't visit us. No, the zoo says that, you know, they're trying to give people, you know, like, hey, Monday through Thursday, it's not so crazy. How about carpooling? But what really needs to come down to it is they need to do something about the road. So yeah. I guess the State Department of Roads thinks the traffic problems, you know, they're going to work on a solution, which is probably a good thing.
I mean, it looked like how it used to look down during the College World Series. So the footage you saw out of the backup to the zoo looked like old school Rosenblatt during the College World Series.
Yeah.
You bet it did. But they had also had different exits and entrances. Everybody's trying to catch that main one. It takes you by Zesto's or something.
Yes,
because
there's only that one, and then you kind of like wind around. Like I don't really know any other back way.
There's a back way on the other side of the parking lots, but that's just as bad.
But can you turn onto that from the interstate? Is my point.
I don't know how
like it feels like you go then it's like
gotta go around a neighborhood. I think, but it's been a while.
So the former University of Nebraska quarterback Tommy Armstrong Jr. now on an NFL roster. He signed the Minnesota Vikings yesterday.
There you go.
Yep. They announced that Armstrong's going to play safety. He was the Huskers' record holder for total offense, touchdowns, and starts by a quarterback. And a 10-year-old girl is going to be representing Omaha in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Hannah Fernandez, she is among one of the youngest spellers headed to the B. She just finished fourth grade at St. Stephen's, the Martyr school out in West Omaha. And hopefully she will be doing well. I think they start it today.
It is like, today.
Fernandez. And she's going to have to be super cute because there's that little girl, I believe, from Tulsa. There's a 5-year-old.
She's six. She just turned six, I think. Youngest ever.
Her
name
really?
Is Evie or Eve or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
she's a little tiny thing, too. But I guess they were, the family was sitting at the table, dinner table, whatever, and someone said, spell this word. And this little girl at super young age spelled it. The word was insane. And the word wasn't insane, but the word was difficult to spell. She just spelled it out of the blue. And they're like, wow.
So she's competing against 8 and 15-year-olds. So that will be nutty for a 6-year-old. That's the youngest ever.
Wow.
So all eyes are going to be on little Edith. We'll see how far can a 6-year-old go.
I don't know.
Homeschooled.
Yeah.
That talks about the value of homeschooling.
Maybe she's been like, listen, we're not going to study math or science or anything else. You're not going to know anything about like the universe and all that stuff, but we're just going to concentrate on words.
So read.
So she has absolutely no idea like about planets.
I don't know. I think these guys just come from super smart families.
Yeah.
Like this 10-year-old Omaha girl, like her sisters are super smart. Like everybody, there's just a priority.
Just all in there?
On some learning.
I think we reported earlier, like about a month ago, I think they changed up some of the rules because they've been having ties lately. So getting to that final spot is going to be,
they have some kind of written thing they had to do beforehand. So it's technically already started. It just hasn't started.
So like if it comes down to the spell of the death, where like spell of death, where they go back and forth, I guess they already filled out those forms where it's like, okay, well, this person already. All right. Yeah. U.S. missile intercept test is being called a success. The Pentagon says one missile successfully intercepted and destroyed an intercontinental ballistic missile that was fired from the Marshall Islands yesterday. It's all sort of a sound off back to North Korea, who has been practicing their intercontinental ballistic missile.
We're going to catch your missile.
Mm-hmm. U.S. official says the USS Ronald Reagan has been deployed to the area. It's expected to conduct operations with the USS Carl Vinson today. Vinson's been in the waters off the Korean Peninsula since April.
Well, they fired off. Remember, North Korea fired off of a missile over the weekend.
Yes.
Yep. One of these.
The last couple weekends, they've been, and another one, and another one. Love's not real. Mary Kay Letourneau and her ex-student turned husband have split after 12 years of marriage. Do you remember this couple?
Well, yeah. Rewind us here. She was a teacher, right?
They first made headlines back in 1996 when it was revealed that Mary Kay, 34-year-old teacher, was having a relationship of a sexual nature with her sixth-grade student.
Now this stuff happens pretty commonly, but back then... People went crazy.
It was early.
Yeah.
She spent, what, 7 years in prison?
She went 7.5-year sentence for her relationship. You know, at the time that she had the relationship, she was 34. He was, what, 12?
Yeah.
And she was married. She had 4 children. And she spent 7.5 years behind bars. Well, he waited for her. The two married in 2005 after she got out. And then they had 2 kids. And apparently now he's done.
Well, love's real. It just has a time frame on it.
A timeline.
That was so crazy when they got married, when she got out. You're like, wow, like this is, I guess, a real... They have 2 daughters, Georgia and Audrey.
So how long were they together?
12 years of marriage.
Love lasts, well... So take prior to marriage, how long had they been together?
Well, because 1996 was when they started their relationship, when it was revealed. So their relationship's been going on since the 90s. She was in prison for 7.5 years. I don't know how much.
That's pretty real. I mean, she had a hard time for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, no, she's not filing for divorce from him. He's filing for divorce from her.
Yeah, I mean, she's 55. He probably got sick of her. He's 33.
That's too
He's
young.
Looking at his watch going, He's you like, know, I got time to renegotiate.
She's talking retirement.
She's 33. She's 55.
55 years old.
He's probably like, man, she's going to be around the house all day. I mean, it's bad enough that I got to have her around all day in the summer.
Yeah.
Now it's like nonstop summer vacay. Yeah. I'm out.
She's like, this is great. We can spend all of our time together. He's like, no, we are not.
And I don't blame her. She's like, I did hard time for you.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to do some
He's like, and I
hard
appreciate-
time
for
someone else. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's well, so interesting. Know. Like when you're on like a, just think about it. You're on some sort of match.com or some sort of Tinder date. And you're like, so tell me about your relationship. So you and your wife are separated. You're like, yeah, it was kind of a crazy... And then you explain that you're that couple. You're so, like, well, I met her when I was in sixth grade.
America,
she was my teacher.
And they did all the shows, all the talk shows.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And America kind of forgave her.
Yeah, because they got married.
But they would have never done it if it was guy-girl.
No.
I'm not saying they should have. If it was a flip and you know.
12-year-old girl, 34-year-old guy. Yeah, everybody
would have like, hey, but it's love. We would say, well, you better be as talented as Jerry Lee Lewis. If you're going to pull that stuff off, you better be an artist.
Well, I don't know how. Don't know how. So what is, did you say he was 35, she was 55 or something?
33 and okay, she's 55 or something.
Okay. Wow, that 20 years, man, that's just too much of a difference in between.
You're trying to do the math between you and your current girlfriend.
Oh, no, we're pretty close. For the first time ever.
For the first time in forever.
See, I think she's young. I always think that you're...
It's because she's
got baby face.
Yeah, she's got the...
She seriously does.
She looks super young. Yeah, she got carded the other day.
I know, she's all hung up on being old. It's like, well, who cares if nobody...
Well, she's not hung up on being... What happened? She went
as long as you look young.
Yeah, and she looks young, and she gets carded, but she recently just went to the store to get some beer and got carded by 2 young people who, you know, sized her up and said, I hope I look as good as you... When I'm that old.
She's like, that is not the answer I was looking
for. But they were young people.
They're young people. They do it all the time. They do it to me. But they've never done it to her before. So, yeah, that was a first timer for the lovely Eileen.
You can't change the number.
No, you can't.
The number is the number no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you don't look like the number,
then you're going to get questioned on it.
Right. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah. That's the perfect spot.
How old do you think I look? Honestly.
You don't look your age.
Yeah. No, you don't either. So what's that, Molly?
No, it's so funny. You don't look your age. Like, well, that's a very good answer.
I've mastered it. Guys
both
look younger.
Don't look your age.
You know?
But if you were, like, all hung up on saying what your number was and somebody went, you're old, and you're like, hey. That's now fighting against reality.
You're right.
To somebody in their 20s, they're going to be like, geez. And especially with the sweet Wylene.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know how old she is. That's the difference. Seriously. I thought she was way younger, and who cares? These young kids were like, I hope I look that good when I'm that old.
Yes.
She was like, oh my God.
Oh, I would love that. I'd be like, you're welcome.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Moisturizing. That's the thing.
That's a sweet compliment.
That is a nice compliment. I mean, like, seriously, when somebody's like, man, I hope I look that good when I'm your age, you're like, thank you. Like, yes.
Yes, it was stinger.
It's also how you say it, too, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. It also depends on the day. Oh, yeah. I mean, if somebody said that on the wrong day to me, I would be like,
yeah, on the wrong day.
What? Yeah, but like, if you catch me on a day where I'm like, I'm flying high, I'm feeling good. Yeah,
Mary,
that is your news
Kay
update.
Letourneau. So that's the story. Kay Letourneau.
That's too long, man.
Splitting up with Vili Faluhu.
I know, his name was so crazy. So. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up.
Channel 94.1.
So lunches, people going out to lunches is fading away.
Yeah, apparently it's on the slide. People get out there and eat.
No.
How is that possible?
I guess they said since the recession, stuff really hasn't completely bounced back as far as like dining out to lunch. You know, that's probably one of the habits that people, you tighten your belt. One of the first things is, you know, you're thinking, oh my gosh.
Not in this town.
No.
I know. I was thinking about
Omaha
it.
Omaha is lunch out recession bulletproof.
Yeah.
Where people are just too hungry.
I guess they said Americans made 433 million fewer trips to restaurants at lunchtime last year. This is, you know, nationally, so obviously not here locally. But they're saying that it's a loss and that, you know, even fast casual places, you know, like Chipotle, where they totally gear themselves towards the lunch crew. It's like, hey, you can get good food. It's not necessarily fast food, but you don't have to deal with staff. They've even seen declines. And they're saying the average price of restaurant lunches has gone up. And that maybe the rising labor costs and, you know, rising menu costs then gets people like, forget it. But I guess this is the longest stretch of falling grocery prices in more than 50 years. So I don't know what the deal is.
So
but
people
apparently
are like, I'm leaving work. I'm going to go home and make a sandwich. I'll be back.
Well, I do that only because I'm going to sleep. You know, and I'm done for the day.
Right. But you're at home.
I wouldn't count. I mean, I think I go out to lunch once a week. I tried to anyway.
These are people
have jobs.
Go back to work.
Yeah. Go all the way.
So you're, there's my an incentive you want to leave.
Yeah.
Because you got to, you know, otherwise it's eat at your desk.
And that's a lot of times with people. But my husband, who has an office job, a lot of days, like if he doesn't eat out, like he's got like a lunch meeting or something, you know, where they meet at a restaurant to whatever, catch up, he'll buy something and bring it back to his office. So he never brings in a lunch. Like, even if he's not lunching out, quote unquote, like sitting at a restaurant, he's going to a sub shop or he's going to a coffee shop and buying a lunch and taking it. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I don't see a lot of people bring their own lunches. But then again, we are not the target audience. Like, we are out of here by the time lunchtime's happening.
We have we are in a media building, so TV and radio. So there's lots of free food. I mean, they can roll the dice most days. Someone else is going to feed you.
Yeah, here especially.
Bringing food creates all that drama, which people still do. You know that break room drama?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who ate my sandwich? Who drank my pop? Who's not cleaning out the
fridge? That's a constant thing here, boy.
But it's interesting because they're talking about like all these big chains. And I mean, it's like everybody. So Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, Famous Dave's, any of those, like they're all seeing a slide. Which, I mean, I could get if you were like a higher end place where it's like, who's going out dining for, you know, like strip steak on a Tuesday? I mean, unless you're the strip steak Tuesday crew. But, you know,
there are,
I mean,
places that do strip steak. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and there stuff, are people where they're going to the Drover, they're going to Gratz. I mean, Gratz has got, you know, people have lunch specials. You just never think about it because you're like, well, that just seems so fancy. You know, but I guess it's been, I mean, I'm with you, Jeff. I feel like in Omaha, like, we are pretty much bulletproof when it comes to the food stuff, because, I mean, it seems like it's always full places.
Oh yeah. I mean, every time I do go to lunch, it's packed, you know, it's the long lines. I almost feel sad sometimes because I'm not in a rush, you know, so, but some of these other people are truly in a rush, got to get back to work.
You're just having second lunch.
Second breakfast.
Yeah, for the most
first
part.
Dinner. He's having first dinner at noon.
He's having the lunch before.
On a Tuesday.
He's having the lunch before the sandwich when he gets home. I'm having lunch now, like, then I'm having a sandwich when I get home and take a nap.
Yeah, I have a bad habit going on. I mean, that's probably why I don't lose weight. Is that I go home, I eat, and then I take a nap. That's just terrible. And I sleep so hard, I'm sure that's just unhealthy as ever to eat before you sleep.
I know, but
you know,
oh,
I don't know.
Is you get
it?
That belly full of food and it's the afternoon. I mean, there's reasons why cultures do
like
afternoon siestas.
You're like a bear. You drag a fish back to your cave.
You eat it.
You eat half of it, fall asleep while you're eating it with a lot of that fish stuck in your flavor saver, your man strap.
Yes.
Stuck in his chin strap. Wake up on the couch sweaty because you fell asleep on the hot couch.
Yes.
Comes
don't know where you are.
Out of a nightmare. He had a nightmare that he was like trapped.
Had a thing pressing on his chest.
The dog's licking your face. Licking the rest of that sandwich off your face.
My question is, what entails a big party sandwich? Because I'm curious.
Oh, I'll go home and eat. I don't want to say that. I'll go home and eat whatever we have the night before. So it'd be like steak or ribs or chicken or something of that nature.
So it's not a sandwich. Like you're having like
dinner.
A second, your dinner. You're pre-dinnering.
Yes.
Instead of pre-gaming, you're pre-dinnering.
Leftovers.
It's just leftovers. Sometimes a bowl of soup, Molly. Rarely a salad, but hey,
I would say if you have a job.
Get out. Try to.
If you have a job, someone is giving you some money for what you do. Eke out a couple extra bucks to eat out. Lunch.
At least
life
once
is
a
short.
Week.
These are one of the small joys in life.
Yeah.
To get off your hamster wheel for an hour. And I don't know where you got to cut a corner at to get a couple bucks. I mean, I know it's expensive to eat at a restaurant. Believe me.
I guess, but you can also go. I mean, you can easily get good local options. I mean, like, think about it. Like, Runza, they're always have great deals.
Or, that's not a good
about
idea.
Like Jimmy's,
I mean, that's not healthy to be hitting Runza.
Like Jason's Deli.
On the daily. We
not
all
on
like
the daily.
It
I'm saying, like, once a week. I'm saying if you pick one place that you go to a week or what have you. I mean,
that's more convenient because you didn't have time. Most people will tell you, they'll be like, dang it. I didn't have time for
so I hit
Runza.
Yeah. We're talking about a real place. Not a real place. That sounds terrible. But just a sit down, maybe. I don't know. You know.
I mean, my sister owns a lunch place and it's packed all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is like gangbusters during the lunch.
Yeah, but they
during the lunch deal.
They put some kind of special sauce in the food, so everybody's addicted to it.
Yeah, I know.
That thing's sprinkled with something.
Plus, no one wears shirts there either, so...
What?
Don't?
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That doesn't sound very appetizing.
Well, topless, come on, man. Lunch
health code violation. What do you want them?
Show.
What do you want the Department of Health on them today? I understand. I was listening to a very.
You don't wear shirts? And they're like, yeah, it was a stupid joke. It was supposed to be a topless chick reference, but apparently.
Didn't go over well.
Everybody just imagined guys without shirts.
Just because you don't
people
wear a
like,
shirt at your job.
Like, it's a chest hair. I've never longed for forehead hair ever before. This is a chest hair in my sandwich.
All right, now that's gross. Okay.
Right, Molly's sister owns a Denny's.
Yeah.
People didn't know. This is Molly's older sister, Carl.
Carl!
Carl!
Carl is a very handsome woman.
She is a very beautiful woman.
Very handsome lady.
Geez. Yeah.
She has chose not to accept my advances. Every time I swing by her Denny's.
Hey, friend.
With a steak sandwich.
Whatever,
Carl. All right.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
Ariana Grande is heading back to Manchester to perform a benefit concert this Sunday. It's going to be honoring and raising funds for the victims of last week's bombing in Manchester that happened at the end of the Ariana Grande concert.
And it's a sweet lineup. So Bieber, yeah. What? All these great acts are going to perform. It's Old Trafford, where Man U used to play.
Yeah. So Miley Cyrus, Coldplay, Justin Bieber, Usher, Niall Horan, Katy Perry, Pharrell Williams. Madonna's also rumored to be possible part of it. You know, she lives in England now. So
do they want Madonna?
I don't know.
They're like, she showed up.
I mean, what are we supposed to do?
She's here. She's got like 60 backup dancers.
We don't know what to do.
She's in her harness. It's
she's doing like her voice. She's talking all Brit.
I feel like it's already done. I'm sorry. So the show's proceeds will benefit the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund, organized by the Manchester City Council there and the British Red Cross. So people who were at her concert are going to be able to go for free. So, and then, you know, other people will pay for tickets and then the money is going to go. But I don't know if they're going to like broadcast it or what. I haven't heard any news on that, but it sounds like it's going to be a pretty big lineup.
Do you think people will be afraid to go? Being honest, I mean, I've already heard parents say, like, is it safe to go to concerts?
I think it'll be the parents, if anything. But, geez, yeah. I don't know. Would you let your child go?
I would. But I don't have
kids. I'd go with them.
I don't either.
So how can I say? I mean, how naturally you want to be parental. You also don't want your kid to give in to fear, but they probably have some... I assume that thing is going to be as secure.
Oh yeah. I just wondered.
It would be called Guards with Guns Fest.
Yeah. How many soldiers per attendee will there be? I mean, that would be my thing. I would just imagine it's just going to be, I would say you don't want to bring a bag.
No.
You probably want to come with like ID, a credit card, and then that's it.
So when is it? Is that this weekend?
That's this Sunday. Yeah. It's fast.
You going to go? You thinking about it?
Thinking about flying out there in my... Manchester. Can I borrow your jet, Jeff?
Just imagine having that kind of juice.
No.
I think I might go. To England?
Yeah, why not? It's going to be where everybody's... It's where it's happening this weekend.
How long of a flight is it?
Probably 8 hours, 7 hours.
It's
nonstop. It's not too bad.
Old Trafford. I believe this is where Manchester United plays.
Okay. It's the old cricket. It's a cricket field. So they played at the stadium, which was, I think, the soccer. But this is like the second biggest.
Yeah, it's the home of Manchester United.
Okay.
Capacity of almost 76,000 people. It's the largest permanent club stadium of any football squad in the UK. The third largest stadium and second largest football stadium in the United Kingdom. 11 largest in Europe.
It's going to be huge. Okay,
man,
so 70,000.
The crowds are loud at those soccer games.
I would love to attend one of those. I'm going to put that on a bucket list. They're having so much fun. They're rioting. They're
loud.
The
noise. I mean, you can turn on like if...
Yeah.
I like to sleep in on Saturdays and Sundays, but if you get up and turn on your TV, there's the soccer games on.
Yeah.
And you hear that noise, and it's all exciting. Then you look at the score, and it's 0-0. You're like, it's so boring. But everybody's excited.
They're having a blast. Fighting. It's great. I want to go.
Well, maybe this weekend is the weekend that, you know, you can check out Manchester United, but they won't be there. It'll just be Ariana Grande doing her benefit concert. Lorde announced to her fans that a new single is coming their way this Friday. No word on the title. She just revealed that the song will be dropped at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock our time this Friday.
She dropped some lyrics. Every night I live and die, feel the party to my bones.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then the album's title is Melodrama. The single will be dropping a couple hours before she's going to be at the Governor's Ball in New York. That's always like the big one. Yeah, Lorde. So it's going to be Lorde, Chance the Rapper, that Childish Gambino, which is that Danny Glover, a bunch of other people playing. So she already shared two songs from Melodrama, Green Light and Liability. So we'll see if she's
back dancing.
She's back.
Yeah. Mm,
Stranger Things. George Clooney, speaking of England, he hints that a mall could be giving birth to their twins sometime very soon. He recently joked that he was on a self-imposed travel ban until Amal gave birth to their children.
Where do they currently live? Where are they?
They live in London, I believe.
Let's get them on that bill for that set with Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Clooney's wife giving birth, and Madonna. Because is she still here? And Madonna. We didn't invite her, but she showed up.
Showed up. What are we going to do, you guys? She's practicing. She's doing vocals. She's bossing people around. So, yeah, it could be maybe soon this weekend.
Are you excited? Celebrity babies. There's nothing more exciting than celebrity babies.
You know I love celebrity babies. And I love George Clooney, so I'm really excited about George Clooney celebrity babies.
Are
you? I love to see who they look like. Oh, Peter got so annoyed at me the other day. There were these photos of Angelina Jolie out with her daughter Shiloh. Because it was just Shiloh's, like, 11th birthday.
Yeah.
And Peter's like, why are you showing me? I was like, look at that. Don't you think that's so crazy how much she looks like Brad Pitt? But then, like, here she still looks like Angelina Jolie. He's like, get away from me. He's like trying to watch baseball or something. I just think it's fascinating. I love genetics.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see. What if they come out just horrid to look at?
Oh, impossible. Little peanuts fresh off the line?
Why
are you kidding me?
Nuggets. No one has the cojones to ever go, ew.
Well, I mean, why do you have to call the baby
ugly? Why would you have to do that?
What's the upside to it? It's not in a beauty contest.
I've been so
honest my
whole
life. It's not like it came out and the baby said it was hot. And you have to be like, I mean, some babies are born ugly. We know they all turn out to be pretty
beautiful.
Cute.
Yeah.
I mean, you are a very adept truth crafter. I find it very odd that would be your moment to be like, I'm going to stand by my principles and tell you honestly, your baby's ugly. Wow. Like, be like, oh, you're known for your honesty. Your candor.
You see, Olivia Newton-John has breast cancer.
Yes, very not cool. Olivia Newton-John, essence of cool. Yes, recently diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm like, oh, no. I feel like she's had a rough go of it. Don't you remember she had that husband that disappeared ghosted her?
Yeah.
And then it turned out he's like with somebody else.
So little girls listening or women, Olivia Newton-John at one place in time in the 80s was sort of like what? The Ariana Grande, the Selena Gomez. She was like young girls loved Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
Yeah. Every album. So she had her first bout and overcame it with breast cancer in the early 90s. So this is it. It's back.
Oh, wow.
So this is a reoccurrence. So that's why it's like, oh, man. So she's delaying. She had concert dates set up here in the U.S. and Canada. But she said later this year, hopefully better than ever. So Olivia Newton-John, you're in our thoughts and prayers.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.